As a bonus, you all
Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
For joining me this morning. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We're just here to make your day just a tad bit better, to give you what it is that you need and desire and love. That's what we're giving you, love, this morning, so that you can continue to be the great individual, loving, warm individual that you are, because we are all in this together. Each one, teach one, right? So that's what we're here for. It is Monday, December, I almost said 15th, December, is it the 13th? I believe it is. Yes, 13th. Thank you so much. I got it. One piece of paper. Okay, anyway, happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If today's your birthday, if you're celebrating your nuptial day, we're celebrating it with you. And we're also giving thanks for those who came before us to make our way possible, because someone had to suffer for us to be here. Isn't that something? Somebody had to give their life, go through tons of eons of hell just to be here. And people are still doing that every single day. So we are always in prayer and being mindful of the less fortunate. I think about this morning how I got up out of a warm bed and I was able to stretch and just lie there and think about this morning's show. And then I thought about my cold brothers and sisters laying on the ground. It is cold on that ground. I have slept outside. It is not a nice experience. So that's why we do what we do here at the Higher Learning Network. That's our pet project, and we hope that you will join our project as well, where we are always looking for people, places, and things that have donations for the homeless. Especially, we're always trying to raise money for generators and heaters, because it's cold outside now. People say they're donating. Okay, well, where are your donations at? Okay, you need to Zelle us or cash us or what do they call it, PayPal us or something like that, because we need to make sure we are our brother's keeper. And we need to be sure that everything that we can do in our power, we need to do that because the Creator is watching and listening. Are we selfish? That's my question. So prayers for the homeless, for the sick, the shut-in, the incarcerated, oh, Lord, and the people that were in the tornadoes this weekend. I was like, in Illinois? Really? Yeah, tornado, downstate Illinois, Kentucky, wow, that just like blew me away. So it's like I want to be in Florida, and my husband's like, nah, you might want to stay here in the Midwest, dear, because it's hitting places like that. Okay. All righty. Oh, okay. I'll accept that. But in the meantime, in between time, I still want to be down there with my girl in Florida. Okay, what you say? Anyway, kudos to my cousins this weekend. I hung out with my sister friends, my cousins. They're like my sisters. I've known them all my life, and we get together. And it's good to get together when there's no memorial, no funeral. So I love that. So we hung out this weekend. So my cousin, my sister Michelle came and got me, and Karen, and we went up to my sister's house in Highland Park, Illinois. It's north up there somewhere. I just know Highland Park when I see it. And we stayed till like 2 o'clock in the morning. Y'all know I don't feel that. Honey, I went home. I was in the bed, sleep at 3. Woke up at noon the next day. I can't stay up late. My body says, shut it down. I shut it down. So that's the body listening. So I hope you're listening to your body, too. So we're going to have Khalid Scott talking about holiday hiccups. 30-year veteran mental health professional. He's a clinician, and he comes on quarterly, every quarter, to remind us of tips and techniques that we can use in order to stay centered, calm during this holiday season, because it is crazy outside. So, you know, some of those crazy folks show up as your neighbors and as your relatives. I'm just saying, we all got an Aunt Juicy, right, or Uncle. You know what I'm talking about. And they just show up and just mess everything up. That's why sometimes, child, just stay at home. Be at home. You'll be okay. Anyway, thought I'd share that with you. If you're listening online, we are live on Facebook.com, HLNTV1. And also on my page, Zelda Speaks. And we're on Instagram, Zelda Speaks to you and to me. And also on Twitter, HLNNFP. Be sure and check out my blog. I always give you the update, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And be sure and check out our YouTube channel, which is Higher Learning TV Shows. I have to show you that there. And be sure and subscribe while you're there. So thank you so very much for that. As we take a look at the traffic today, it is a beautiful day outside. Sunny and mild. The average temperature is 37 degrees this time of year, but today it's going to be 51 in Chicago. Yay! And 60 tomorrow. How about that? Love it, love it, love it. Right now, 37 at O'Hare, 35 at Midway. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com for entrepreneurs and business owners who have products or services. You can share them with the general public on itix.com, and you can purchase things with no cash, barter dollars. So go to the site itix.com and check it out, and be sure that when you sign on, you use the promo code Zelle. Duh. Thanks, Rich McGee, Herb Kent, and all the answers. And Yvonne Daniels and those who came before me. What was that girl's name? Loving You Like a Sister, used to work at GCI. Name right here on the tip of my tongue. Can't think of her name. See her as plain as day, but she used to say, loving you like a sister. If you know who it is, let me know. Anyway, as we take a look at the traffic on the Metro and CTA, there are no reported delays, but inbound on the Kennedy, it's a hot mess. It is 40 minutes inbound, 37 on the outbound due to a stall car. Also, there are normal delays inbound from Harlem. Inbound on the Edens, it is 28 minutes from Lake Cook to the junction, 21 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, it's a hot mess, 45 minutes in, 52 outbound past Mannheim. There's a minor crash. Inbound on the Stevenson, it's 18, 12 on the reverse. On the Dan Ryan from 95th, it's 13 in. Outbound, it is 11 out. On the Bishop Ford, it's 12 in and 9 out. And last but not least, DuSable Lakeshore Drive, 11 minutes and 10 on the reverse. And that's the traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. It is 7:11, time for your morning mindfulness minute from Inspirational Conversations. Shalom Israel, a.k.a. Zelda Speaks. And today I am reading from December 13th, and it says, feelings, we often wear them on our sleeves, and only those who are special to us know how to get under our skin. We have the choice to be logical or emotional in our being, in our thinking, as it relates to our feelings. Feelings are like a fashion statement. You wear them today, and you change into something more comfortable tomorrow. Hopefully today. So, what will it be? How will you express your feelings? And will they control you? Inspirational Conversations with Shalom and Israel, a.k.a. Zelda Speaks. Available at the website, higherlearningnetwork.org. All the proceeds benefit the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which comes on every fourth Saturday of the month at 12 noon and until 1 p.m., in which we have contestants from all over the globe. It's not just in Chicago, so be sure and check us out. And encourage your youth to attend, because we must support our children. They are our future, and if we don't support them, we're always talking about them, but if we don't support them, what can we expect? We have more chaos just like we have now. So support them by encouraging them to send their one-minute video clip to YouTube, via YouTube, to our HLNTVshow@gmail.com. Okay? One-minute video clip of their best, if they're singing, dancing, rapping, tapping, writing, scripting, directing, whatever they're doing, drawing, it doesn't matter. Let's support them, because it is our responsibility to do just that. Okay? Today's show is sponsored by Dr. J at Wicker Park Chiropractic, 606 Health. And if you are in need of pain relief without medicine, that's who I call, because I don't want to be addicted to steroids. I was once before. I wasn't addicted, but I had to take them. And as soon as I could wean myself off, I did, because opioids are powerful. Okay? So you want to keep that in mind. Alrighty, let us prepare for our Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Sit up straight in your chair, feet flat on the floor, nothing in your hands, nothing in your lap, nothing but that of mindfulness. I was looking for this. This is where to go for Karen Kelly, iTex sponsors the weather and traffic, and that's what I was looking for. It's chicago-north.itex.com. Okay, let's sit up straight, feet flat on the floor, nothing in your hands, nothing in your lap, nothing in your heart but that of love and peace and understanding, and we're simply going to breathe in and breathe out. That's all. We're just breathing. This is stressful. It's automatic. We look for all these other things outside ourselves, and baby, it's just not that hard. All you got to do is breathe. But if we're not in the habit of breathing a certain way, it will escape us, and then we're just stressed. So I'm just going to share with you. So close your eyes, feet flat on the floor, sit up straight, and simply stretch. Just take 30 seconds to stretch. Can you do that? Just stretch for me. All right, you all stretched out? Oh, yes. Stretch to the left, stretch to the right. Oh, yes, that feels good. Turn around for a hot second. Yeah, ooh, that feels good. Oh, feel that stretch. That half stretch, you feel that? Oh, turn that body all the way around. Does that feel good or what? Yeah, let's try the other side. If you're sitting in a tall chair, you can do that. Wrap the back of the chair and just stretch. You know, the body needs movement as much as possible. Like, not 24-7, but close to it, 22-7. How about that? Maybe 18-7. Anyway, just stretch, okay? So let's inhale deeply through the nose and exhale through the nose. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale through the nose and blow out just a little, maybe 2 seconds longer. If it took you 3 seconds to inhale, make it 5 seconds to exhale. There's some scientific methods in this, and I'm not the scientist, but I do know what works and what feels good. So inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. See, when you inhale, did you feel all of that calming? Did you feel that from here to here? Did you feel that? Let's do it again. Oh, that feels so good. Hold it. And exhale. Oh. Oh, it's like a day at the sun. It just feels so good. I could just stay stuck right here the rest of the day. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Rest and digest. Deep breathing calms the nervous system down. All that chaos is going on when you breathe. Short breath. Body's stressed, the organs are stressed, they don't know what to do, so you have to tell them what to do by calming down as you inhale deeply, and as you exhale, let's take the energy of the breath and move it from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. So what we will do is inhale deeply, hold it, feeling the energy on the top of the head down through the forehead and the face and the chin as we exhale through the nose. Feeling the energy move from our face down to our shoulders. Inhale once more. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Oh, feel that tension release, being released right here in the shoulder. I feel that. Oh, take these fingers and knead the shoulders or just massage the shoulder. Because that's where all the tension is. That's where mine is. I don't know where yours is, and my chiropractor says that. Most people hold their tension right here. So just knead it with your fingers or with your knuckles. Just knead that. Oh, that feels good. And continue breathing. Breathe in. Hold it. Take these two fingers and this thumb. Pinch the back of the neck where that vagus nerves run up and down the spine. Yes. Oh, massage it. Send it some love. Send it some L-O-V-E. As you inhale deeply. You are stimulating the inner organs in your body. Did you know that? Oh, yeah, that feels good. As you release the air, inhale deeply once more. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as it continues down through the shoulders and out through the arms and the elbows and the wrists as you move them and stretch them and bring them around in a circle and move that body as Viata does on Soul Purpose Healing. Move that body, honey. Yes. Oh, that feels so good as we inhale deeply. And exhale, bringing the energy of the breath down through the solar plexus and the sides and the backs and the buck and the hiccups and the hiccups. The hiccup, the hips as we inhale deeply. Bringing more love and light and energy down through the hips. As I sit here and do the higher learning hip roll, the body in motion stays in motion as we inhale deeply. And as we exhale, giving more love, light, and energy, excuse me, through the thighs and the knees. Rub those knees, those glorious knees, and any part of your body, the arm, wrist, shoulders, chest, anything that's aching or moving or you noticed that there's some movement necessary in it. If you move it, it's talking to you. See, the body's always giving us messages. We simply ignore it. I got tummy ache. Oh, well, I'll go drink a pop. Nah, you might want to rethink that one. Inhale deeply. And exhale, rubbing those knees, giving love, light, and energy to those knees and those legs that keep us mobile, that keep us moving. And if you don't have legs, give thanks for the power of the body parts that you do have, because somebody somewhere doesn't have that as we inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the power of the breath, sending more love, light, and energy down through the ankles, the arches, the insteps, and the toes. Feel free to wiggle those toes. Sending more love, light, and energy back up through the toes and the arches, ankles and heels. Feel that energy moving? Yes, as it's coming back to the legs and to the knees and to the thighs and to the hips. Inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the higher learning hip roll. We can move from side to side if you don't have lower limbs. We give thanks for those who are physically challenged as well as mentally challenged, because we all have challenges and some are just more resilient than others, like Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, one of our sisters at the microphone, who is in a wheelchair and has no lower limbs, but boy, she has a dynamite mind, and that's all that matters, because the mind is what controls the body. As we breathe in, and as we breathe out, we give thanks for all of those who have health challenges, as we all have some kind of health challenge. As we breathe in, and as we breathe out, we give thanks for the power of the breath. And we give thanks for the beautiful mama, AZ, Paris, AZ, in the stronghold in Arizona. I can't remember the name of the town, but she and Viata were there last night. Thank you, Viata, for going to see on our, check on our Mama AZ, our sister. And she is doing wonders right where she is. She's being a light and a shining armor, a guide for someone in that facility where she is being held for treatment. We're sending her light, love, and healing energy. We are sending all of our sisters and brothers of the planet who are in need of a healing. We give thanks that we are all in the healing business, and we send them all love, light, and energy right here, right now, knowing they are divinely guided and protected. As we breathe in, hold it, and as we breathe out, we give thanks for the power of the breath. Someone somewhere is on a, has a trachea tube or has asthma or other breathing diseases where they can't breathe on their own. So the power of the breath is the most important thing right here, right now. As we breathe in, hold it, and exhale as we continue to breathe in and breathe out, bringing that breath back up through the hips, the butt, the back, the buttocks, the shoulders, and the arms. As we move those arms above our head, as we twist from side to side, as we breathe in, hold it, and exhale. Oh, that feels good. Let's inhale once more. Let's get that energy back up from the solar plexus, from the chest to the back of the head. We breathe in, bringing that energy back up to the top of the head. As we exhale, we give thanks for this morning, for this day, for this year, because someone who was here before us made it all possible that we could sit here and stretch and breathe and give thanks that we have the ability to do that. We give thanks for the ancestors this morning who were trampled on and continue to be trampled on by the memory of what was. But as we breathe in, we give thanks for the power of the now, and we release all negative thoughts, thought patterns, energy, anything that is not conducive to our well-being as we breathe in. Hold it. And as we exhale, bring the head forward, chin to chest. That's why you're sitting up straight. As we slowly rotate the head to the left and slowly bring it around to the back. Slow down. You're moving too fast. And slowly bring it around to the right. And slowly bring it back to the front and center. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And as we exhale, bring the head back down, chin to chest. Slowly rotate the head to the right. Slowly, slowly, slowly. That's why you're sitting up straight. And slowly bring it around to the left. And slowly bring it around back to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale through the nose, turn your head to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch on the right side of the neck. And bring the head back forward. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And turn the head to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the left side of the neck. And exhale. Does that feel good or what? Yes. Inhale. Once more all together. Inhale through the nose. Hold it. And exhale. And repeat after me two of the most powerful words on the planet. I am. And whatever you put after those words, you're the powerhouse here, so you just got to remember. I am. So never say anything negative about I am. I am happy. Whether you are or not, say it, because you're giving all those atoms and molecules and all that energy out into the universe. I'm happy, whether I know it or not. I am happy. And that's why we say, I am. I am happy. I am healthy. Exhale. Inhale once more. I am whole and complete. And exhale, just as I am. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just activated the happiness gene. What's happening for real? Yes. Don't you see how excited and energized the body is right now? And you haven't even moved. You're just sitting in a chair. That's what the power of the breath will do. Deep breathing triggers. It sends messages to the rest of the body. The connections, the neurons, the muscles. That's why we give thanks for the power of the mind to send love, light, and energy to the muscle of the mind, to the heart. And you don't talk about my heart being broke. Your heart can't break. Your heart is a muscle. Don't believe everything here. As you inhale, you give thanks for the power of the breath to work this circulatory system, the digestion, the assimilation, and the elimination system, because I know some of y'all constipated. You can talk to me about that later. I got a product for you, okay? Inhale deeply. And exhale. We give thanks for all the muscles, the fibers, the tendons, the ligaments, the cells, each and every organ in the body. We give thanks for the brain, the liver, the heart, the lungs, the spleen, the spine, each and every system that is working in our body on our own, and all we have to do is breathe. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. That, ladies and gentlemen, is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation, and you can do it in 3 minutes or you can do it in 3 seconds. It's entirely up to you. When you are stressed out, and you, they are coming from you from all different angles and corners, phone ringing, messages on the computer, the boss wants you to do this, and the kids want you to, the husband, the boyfriend wants you, just stop. Just tell them, just stop. And what? Do what? They're going to look at you like you're crazy, but that's okay, because you are sending love, light, and energy and the power of your breath down through your body. And they're going to look at you, and they just might step back. What would really freak you out if they breathe with you, right? So if you got a little funk on your breath and you blow and you don't do it through your nose and you breathe out, you go. If your breath stinks, I promise you they're going to get up off. They might do this and keep talking to you. But you just keep breathing because you are steadily calming yourself down. Don't believe me? Just do it. Try it. It works. I promise you. I promise you it works because that's what I do. I'm the stress relief coach. And that's your Monday morning mindfulness. Be sure and share it with someone and share all the tips. Have you been to my new YouTube page, Zelda Speaks? Check it out. I'm on Instagram, too. Be sure and check that out. Ooh, I've got some comments here this morning. Viada, yo, thank you for our body mind activity this morning. Yes, it is my privilege and my pleasure to do so because at one point I couldn't move. So I'm very grateful to move in any direction I can. So, and I just want to share that with you. So thank you so much, Viada. If you did not see Soul Purpose Healing last night, which comes on every Sunday night, 7 until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the Midwest. You must go back and hear. Mama AZ was on last night. Oh, my God. Mama AZ. And Viada, thank you for going to see her. What she said? Arizona. I was like, I thought she was in Florida. Wait a minute. Oh, okay, yeah. So kudos. Really enjoyed the show with you and Mama AZ last night. Really enjoyed that. If you would like to join the conversation this morning at 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak because this is where we are and we can take your call. I will be joined by my sister of the microphone, Naima Latif, when we come back from the break because she will be Khalid Scott, mental health professional clinician. Khalid Scott is joining us on how to handle hiccups, holiday hiccups. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, so stay close and we'll be right back. Call somebody, let them know we're on. Text them.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy. the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, hosts John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and I will be joined by my sister of the microphone, Naima Latif, because today we will not be doing an after show, but we are doing a show right now here until 8 o'clock until our clinician, Khalid Scott, joins us this morning. Thank you, my sister. Thank you for joining us this morning, looking so beautiful as you always do. Why can't I hear you? That would help if I turned the audio up, right? Say that again.
I'm just trying to keep up with you.
Accept that beauty compliment, girl. You a queen. You ain't keeping up with nobody. Girl, trying to keep up with you. Say that. Wow. We're here to handle the holiday hiccups, and there's a lot of them coming. Well, actually, they're already here. We're already brainwashed to go and spend money we don't have. on things that people don't even care about and don't even like you, right? It's like
you get mad because they didn't like your gift,
right?
You know, or you spent more money for them than they spent for you, and all
right.
of that. So you know, now is the time for us to unlearn all of those unnecessary behaviors that we have made part of our culture. I think this is the best thing that could have happened for people to be going through a time of financial challenge
mm-hmm.
so that they really can evaluate what is important and they can eliminate some of those unnecessary things. I mean, there's nothing wrong with gift giving.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always been this high-pressure thing to spend a certain amount of money and the TV commercials really play, if you've got children, they really play on the emotions of your children. And if you're a parent that you're going through some kind of guilt, maybe there was a divorce or whatever, and you're feeling like you have to compensate for some type of failure that you think you've had, so you end up getting guilted into spending money for gifts for children to maybe buy back their affection or whatever you think you have to do. But that's a lot of what the emotions are surrounding
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
the whole holiday
mm-hmm,
situation.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't the spiritual, let me show love by giving a gift kind of thing. It's the high pressure, oh, let me make sure I spend enough money so I don't get talked about or shunned or ridiculed or rejected. And that's not the right spirit. That's
right.
That's not the spirit that's going to uplift you. Because then, if you find yourself, you spent a lot of money for a gift for somebody, and then they open it up and they go, I didn't really want that. Then you're mad. You're mad at
right.
them, and you feel like they're ungrateful.
Right.
But really, did you really buy the gift in the right spirit for the right reason? And so we have to evaluate why we're doing what we're doing. And if
because it's what everybody else does. They're gonna think that I don't love them. They're gonna think that I'm cheap.
Really? Yeah, all of that. And it hurts to be talked about and made fun of and ridiculed and rejected and all those things. But we really have to make decisions that make sense in these times. And we're being forced to by these circumstances. So now we can get back to making some sense. And really thinking about, if I want to be loving in this season, wouldn't it make sense, rather than giving more junk to people who don't need another thing in their junky
okay,
house,
okay.
why don't we give to those who truly don't have, people who maybe have gone through a difficulty such as a house fire where they lost everything, or maybe they've been unemployed for a long period of time and don't have money to buy clothes for their children. Maybe they could really appreciate some of our extra glass and dishware that we don't really need. We just got it stacked in the cabinet, and they don't really have, you know, dishes and things to eat with because of the difficulty they may have gone through. I mean, we can think of things that we can give that we already have.
Right.
You don't
right.
even have to go out and spend a lot of money. Just give the things that you've been hoarding that aren't doing anybody any good that someone would value. That's a greater sign of love, not the price tag on how much you spent, but what you gave from your heart. And if you're going to spend it in a way that if you want to be loving and encouraging to someone that you know that's in business and they have a product and you know they have something that would be helpful to someone, well, spend money with that kind of love.
Ooh.
Spend money with the purpose of sharing your abundance with those you care about that have a service or an enterprise that they're developing and they're growing and they're sharing and they're providing something good for people. And you want to assist them in doing that good that they're doing with their enterprise. Then spend money for that.
Here's an idea, Naeem. I got to say it before I forget it. This holiday season, instead of giving prizes or gifts, see how much in your house that you can give away. Wrap it up.
Yes.
And you don't have to go to the store and get paid.
I'm going to take that advice.
Wrap it up. go to the dollar store if you got to, or get some string, how we used to do it, paper, some pretty paper and or string and some brown paper wrap, paper bag, and wrap it up. You have so many things in your house. I know I do. I try to give away something every single day. Give away something in your house and give it from the heart. It's like, no, I'm not just getting rid of this old thing. I like it, but I don't want it. I gave away a water container. I think I spent like $50 for it. It's like, it's just sitting up there. I don't use it. It's like, you know, and the man is telling you, you know, put it on some app where you can sell it. No, give it away.
Give it away.
Give it away.
That's real love. Give it away.
Give it away.
You have to profit from everything. Sometimes the money that comes back to you is more valuable than what you gave away.
Say that. Stop. Say that again. Somebody needs to hear that. Say that again.
Absolutely. The what you give away, the abundance that comes back to you is worth more than what you gave.
Press
away.
Down. Shake it together. Run it over.
Yeah.
I cannot begin to express this experience that I'm having as I'm giving away so much. It's like I can't give it away because it keeps coming back in another shape, form, or fashion. I was like, whoa! If I had known this, I'd have been doing this.
Giving away a long time ago.
Hello,
I mean,
I'd have been
really,
giving away
everything.
I mean,
we hear that, but people don't believe it until it happens.
Until it happens.
You have to. You give. It doesn't matter how much you have. If you think, well, I don't have enough, well, I got to do this. Give anyway.
If you
give from what you have.
If you got 2 pennies, give one of them away. If you got 1 penny, give it away.
Right.
See, this is America. We got money. People are dying to get here. I have an assistant in Bangladesh. She wants to come here. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know. You might want to stay where you are. Because America ain't what you think it is. Yeah. You know, all that glitters ain't gold, baby. I've been looking at this documentary last night on homelessness because I don't feel guilty, but I feel I could be doing more. And I'm looking at all the places like in California and in Compton and all these other places I can't remember. They're just not black areas. There are areas everywhere. And I'm looking at how much homelessness there is in America. And it's like you think you want to come here because what you've been showing on TV, which is part of your programming, and everything else, you know, videos and everything.
Everybody ain't living in a mansion. There are people on the street.
It's a whole lot of people on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Communities, cultures are on the street. I'm sorry, I digress. That's
so
a holiday
what
hiccup.
What does that tell us, though? When you have a lot of empty buildings and people still aren't allowed shelter that could save their lives in the cold, what does that say about our collective consciousness that we will allow that? Because when you watch someone slowly die, you had time for months to change that condition and chose not to.
Right.
What does that say about people who own properties and they will watch someone on the street slowly die of exposure to the elements rather than allow them to stay in an empty building?
Mm.
What does that say?
Heartless.
Heartless.
Heartless. Do you hear me? That is heartless. How can you be a servant of the community? Well, first of all, people don't even realize that we're here to serve, so that's a whole other issue. How can you be a servant of the people and your main concern is getting more money, getting more kudos from the hires up, saying that you did something good when in actuality you really didn't, because there are people in your ward, in your community, who are sleeping on the street.
Right.
And you're a representative of that community. What does that say about you?
What does that say about you? If you could do something and you choose not to, what does that say about you?
That's just like the alderman, I don't remember his name. He's a Spanish guy, yeah, and I'm going to call him out because I have been trying to contact him forever for the people over on Tent City, the homeless on Tent City where my little brother was murdered. I've been trying to contact this man for over a year. Never returned a phone call. Never. I called him. Our staff called him. He never. Willie Wilson showed up giving away money, and there were cameras on the scene, and guess who was there? I didn't have to call him. I don't remember his name, but if you Google and find out who the Latino guy was.
You can go on the on-air network.
On-air network, yes.
We were there, and we showed that video, so he's in it.
I'm going to find it. Why
so we
don't
know him. He got his face, and, you know, I think he had his... Did he have his name on his mask or something? I think he did. So yeah,
I don't remember. But
he had some of those masks written down because it was on upside down. The person, somebody told him, you know, to turn it up or right
side
up.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, so I think his name is on his face.
Oh wow! Well, I am definitely gonna find him this morning.
OnAirEverywhere.com, because there's a highlight page on the homepage, and you can click on that. Caption on that photo with Willie Wilson giveaway,
okay.
And then it'll take you to the video of that event. And so
I am pulling up that event now, so you can direct me as to how to navigate this here, because people need to see this. Share, there we go. And this is On Air News Breaking Network Headlines. There it is right there. So where am I going here on the site to see that information?
Okay, let's see. You know, scroll down and...
Highlights, okay. Click on the highlights here.
Keep scrolling down.
I see breaking news, Jussie Smollett found guilty. And he was only charged with...
Disorderly conduct.
Well,
I think it's more like they're probably just going to make him pay back the money
he spent. Yeah, that's exactly what this was all about.
Stop there. And then this is going to scroll over to another story. So you'll see you have to scroll up again. Scroll up a little bit more.
Scroll
gonna
up.
See the photo.
Oh, scroll up.
Yeah, there we go. And so, yeah, it's going to... go over to, let's see, yeah, the Willie Wilson story should be coming up, and then you're going to click on the,
There it is.
Go ahead, yeah, so.
Right there. There's John Alexander, world-renowned video photographer. Do I click play here?
Oh, you're going to scroll back to the picture and then click on the caption, and that should take you to the...
Community Civic right there? Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said, why am I calling him out? Because we need to call each other out. Oh, that's the Black Farmers. Did I just click on the wrong thing? I did.
No, just keep going down. Willie
Wilson
should be, where's Willie?
That's Dr. Operation Push. I think they be in 55 years. I didn't know that. Wow. Yeah, when we were a little girl. Okay. Giving away coats. What is this here? Oh, that's giving away coats.
Yeah.
Why can I not? Oh, there it is. Dr. Willie Wilson. There you go.
Ah, here we go.
Can I turn that up?
Let's see.
You know, that you don't have to be out here, you know? And that you can have a place that you can do a good shower, you got food to eat, and things of that nature.
Okay, of course, it would be rendering.
All right, but for a short term kind of situation, we can give a little few dollars here and help you guys to do that, and that'd be fine.
Now,
how many of you are here today?
Do you see him? I don't see him yet. But I just there's Tony in the background. I just wanted to point out that this is the good work.
In the background with the
mask on?
Yeah.
No, that's nuh-uh. That's Shando Velez. He's a producer on the Hispanic channel. I can't remember which one it was. But do you remember seeing him, the alderman here?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that was him. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out. You all can see that. It just goes to show you how. Oh, I just saw me. People don't show up until there's a camera there. For people who are serious, they show up when the cameras are not there.
Right, right.
They show up.
I mean, you can see all those homeless tents that are out there. You know, people have been sleeping out on the street for a while there. So, and, you know, and Willie Wilson's giving out cash money.
Yeah, because he is genuinely concerned. Yeah, I don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up.
I don't see him here, but I know he's there. I had a conversation with him, so you can go to the channel and you subscribe, and you will see. You can see it for yourself. He's there, so I just want to show our viewing audience
there.
He is definitely there, and I was just so disappointed. I was like, well, I didn't want to believe that he was the kind of alderman that only showed up when the cameras showed up, but he showed me that, and that's not to put him on blast. That's just to show the truth of the matter of people who really care. And I even talked to some of the constituents there, and they even said, you know, we've been calling, they never show up. So it just shows there are people who are in public office who do not have your best interest at heart. They're interested in getting a check and making a name for themselves. They are not there to serve, so you need to know that, to be aware of that. But even more importantly is for you to become the servant that you were designed to be on this planet, because it ain't about money. That's what they teach us with the programming. It's about being of service to humanity, and I'm honored to be among those who care, because our ancestors cared enough to give up their lives so that we could be here and have the benefits that we have on this planet.
That's right. That's right. So I know that when a person is elected to public office, of course they can't save the world, but they can do their part to change policy to make it possible for people to live comfortably. And that's the position we put you in. If we put you in a position of a lawmaker, whether you're an alderman or a senator or a state rep or a U.S. congressman or whatever you are, you're there to make laws that govern behavior. So, and I know it's a collaborative effort, but I don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Everybody wants to be able to have food to eat, clothes to wear, and a place to live. That's real basic. So if a large part of your constituency is missing any one of those things, then what are you doing to change policies and laws to make it possible? And if you're a person who is an executive, whether you're governor, mayor, president, you have some executive order powers that you can either encourage the lawmakers to put it in writing. You can use your executive power. You can do things yourself that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just presiding over a mess. You have to change things. That's why we put you in office. So if we've got people living on the street, then that means all of those people are collectively not working together to help those who need help, because otherwise they wouldn't be out there on the street.
Yes, ma'am.
So if the business community, if the real estate industry is not designed so that the structures they have built will not be made available to those who are on the street, then something needs to change. The banking laws need to change. The real estate laws need to change. Something needs to change so that the first intention is to be humane, not to make money, but to be humane, because money doesn't really have any value. We don't really need money. We just need to work together. Money is just a symbol of exchange, but the whole thing is the exchange.
Thank you. Teach, my sister.
So we can do this, and we're going to do this. We're going to create a society where we simply exchange, we simply serve. That's what we're going to do, because it's time, and we don't need to suffer another day.
And it is 7:59, and we are not going to suffer another day, because we've got to go to a commercial break. A message made, and I know you've got to get out of there. It's coming up at 8 o'clock. We got Khalid Scott, so thank you so very much for participating with us this morning. Have a great day, my sister.
Well, thank you for sharing our work in informing the community. We're all out there telling what's happening. And thank you for doing your work that you do with the homeless. You're making a difference in a way that makes a difference.
All right, now I like that. Thank you, my sister. And that's for everyone else who is out here making a difference. Kudos to you. If you're not being acknowledged, just know that the Female Solution just acknowledged you. So thank you for your service. We appreciate that. As we take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Khalid Scott. Thank you for watching.
Do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist? Tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com, and click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words. We'll create a 30-second radio ad and watch your business increase worldwide.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago. For your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and we are being joined by telephone with our monthly contributor, clinician, veteran mental health specialist, clinician, Khalid Scott. As we go to the phone, we're joined by him this morning. Grand Rising Khalid, thank you so much for joining us here on The Female Solution.
Well, Grand Rising to you. Happy holidays and good morning.
Good morning, Grand Rising. Happy holidays, and thank you for peace. Hey, so thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. How to handle holiday hiccups, because there's a lot of hiccups going on in the world. And this is just the beginning of it. I know, and congratulations on your business that you've been doing in helping us get through the turmoil, because there's so much chaos in the world. How do you stay centered?
Well, you know what, Zelda, big sis, this is my ministry. And I truly believe that when God gives you a ministry, he equips you with all the tools you need to carry it out.
Amen.
And the wonderful thing that I have is a village surrounding me that I created.
Mm.
So I have everybody in my village, from my mother to my daughter to you, to my mentees, to my good friends, and then, you know, even my social media family who treats me well. You know, and I'm a talker. So when things are going on, I like talking. And talking emancipates me. It frees me. It gets all the toxicity out, you know. And I especially talk to God every day about it, because it's a lot. It's a lot going on with people.
Yes.
So, and if I'm not as healthy as I need to be, then how do I help people get to a healthy place?
Say that. Wow.
Absolutely.
I didn't think about that. And for those of you who are joining us via the telephone, you can't see this, but I have a photo of Khalid, of what he looks like and all of the accolades that he's been given. There is one here on Psychology Today. I love that. Khalid, clinical social work therapist, Schomburg, Illinois. Oh, that's from Psychology Today. I love that. Love your smile. So I know when people come, but they were like, wow, he doesn't look like a psychologist. He doesn't look like – he looks too happy. He looks too happy. Like you said, this is your ministry. This is the work that you enjoy.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Z. You know, and God has really been using me as of late. You know, I went into private practice September 1, and I have a waiting list now.
Ooh.
You know, and I'm primarily working with both married couples and individuals. And, you know, the number one issue that I'm working with a majority of my clients are relationship issues. You know, relationships, not only romantic, but family relationships and everything else under the sun. Because people are trying to figure out how to love better and how to live better, you know. And
okay.
And when we get towards the end of the year, where is the holiday season, instead of it being a time of being thankful, Thanksgiving, and Christmas celebrating the birth of Christ, this tends to be a very devastating time for people, a very miserable time for people. And isn't that the contradiction, that a time for celebration and being thankful – oftentimes for most people, a whole lot of people, is a time of sadness and depression.
Right. That is so sad.
And let me be very frank. Over the past month and a half, Zelda, I've gotten 7 African-American men who have contacted me who have thought about suicide. I want folks to take that in.
Wow.
Seven African-American men. And the statistics are showing that suicide amongst African-American men and boys is rising.
Ooh.
Yeah. So thank God that he led those men to contact me. And I mean, I wasn't on the phone with them for 15 minutes. I was on the phone for hours with them. And some of the men didn't even know me. They saw, like, you know, I do daily blogs on social media, especially LinkedIn and Facebook, and I belong to different men groups, right? And
okay.
Men inboxed me and was like, Dr. Scott, can we have a discussion with you? And I'm like, sure, give me a call. And wow. So, and going along with today's topic, holiday hiccups, you know what a hiccup is. It's an interruption of your breath, and it's part. It makes you pause, right?
Mm-hmm.
and it kind of disrupts your flow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
yeah.
So I wanted to discuss with you and the audience about how to deal with the hiccups that come in your life, especially now during the holiday season.
Because there's, you know, we see this as a happy time.
Yes.
A whole lot of folks, this is not a happy time. And it's just not a few. I mean, this is like a pandemic.
Yes. And if you ask any clinician who's done this work for a long time, you know, I've done it. I've been doing this for 28 years now. That, you know, we prepare because a lot of our clients, like I deal with substance abuse clients, you know, and veterans. So they tend to relapse around this time of year. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Again, thoughts of suicide, you know. And now you add on, we're still in the middle of a pandemic.
Yes.
That's not showing improvement. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
now that we got
right.
A new variant, the Omicron variant, right?
Then
you have the economy, you know? Then
right.
You still have racial issues. We just watched that 18-year-old, you know, get off from killing two men who
right.
Were in support of Black Lives Matter. But then
right.
You get Jussie Smollett, a young man who, you know, probably for PR reasons, you know, falsified, you know, an event, and now he might go to jail for 3 years.
Mm. Well,
you know?
I hate to say it.
So, you know,
yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah. And you know what, Khalid, I was watching something on, I don't know what platform it was, but there was a brother, Freddie, Benny, somebody, I can't even remember. But they talked about how there is an attack on African-American men at this point in life and how he said exactly what you just said and how Black men especially are being used in this particular time and area as it relates to the pandemic. And I was like, wow, I did not know that. I did not know that Black men were committing, as you just said, suicide at alarming rates. I had no idea.
Yeah. And why would people? You know what I'm saying? Why
right.
would people? You know, and then what happens is, especially with men, people always look at men as, well, men are supposed to be the pillar of strength. Men are supposed to have a higher resiliency than women, right?
Mm.
You know, because we're supposed to be logic thing, you know. We're supposed to be able we're not feelers, you know. But it's the opposite.
Right.
And now we have a world that has betrayed us.
Right.
You know. And so, and we're still human beings. But we're human beings to be taught, be strong, man up, don't cry. But what happens is when you tell somebody not to do something over and over, and you make them suppress it and suppress it and suppress it, then when we blow up, we blow up.
Mm. Yeah.
So then when, you know, I was asked to be on a committee to address, you know, crime in the city, right? Especially with black men, you know? And so it's like, well, why are these black men doing these crimes, the carjackings, the killings, the mob actions? Well, the thing is, when you treat a race of men like they're animals, then eventually they're going to act like what, Zelda?
Just like animals that you say that they are.
Right. And now, but what happened was when we was acting like animals, we kept it contained in our neighborhood, which is considered the cage. But
yeah,
now we're out the cage. Now we're going downtown to Water Tower Place. You know what I'm saying? Now we're driving up to Lincoln Park committing crimes and on the north side.
Yes.
So now it's an issue because now we're not self-contained no more.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, okay, so something different has got to happen. And now us men are showing that we're depressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's showing that we're depressed. And now I'm seeing, because I'm making my money, to be honest, off of miserable married couples.
Ooh.
This pandemic did something to married couples.
Ooh. Yeah, because I know it tested this marriage I'm in. I know you telling
the
truth.
I got you. Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Either it makes you stronger or it makes you divide. So what has been
yes.
the of those who remained together or those who decided to move on, to separate?
You said what has been the percentage?
Yeah, would you say?
When I'm talking to my friends, well, let me throw this out. I have 9 friends who are going through divorces right now.
No!
9. 9.
Wow.
9. When I talk to a couple of my friends who are divorce attorneys, they're making more money than they've ever done in their career.
Oh, my goodness.
So do I know the hard numbers? No, but you can ascertain from what I just told you that
yes.
a trend is on the rise.
Oh, my goodness. That
and
is
see, right, and let me make this clear, too. Because I don't always see things as a negative. What
uh-huh.
the pandemic has also done to people, for 2 years we sat in our houses, right?
Right.
And we were on lockdown. And when you're on lockdown and you're limited movement, it makes you sit back and think. It makes you sit back and reflect, right? Because you got time on your hands, right? And so what happens is people have been rethinking their lives. So you got people, like, I don't know, I read an article. They said 4 million people this year thus far have quit their jobs. Right? Because people are like, you know what? No, I don't have to do this no more. Or I want to become an entrepreneur. Or I want to go back to college or go to college. And restart. So I don't know if you noticed, but like I know, like in the summertime when I was trying to go to restaurants
uh-uh.
was like, well, we won't have wait staff until 4 o'clock.
Yes, I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? Are you
right.
serious?
Right.
Yeah.
And so right. And so I remember I needed a tow a couple of months ago. I had to wait 4 hours for a tow. Why? Because there's a shortage of drivers.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
4 hours.
So, 4 hours for a tow. So that's what I'm saying. So this pandemic, on the positive side, it made people say it's time for a change.
Yeah.
And with some relationships, it's time for a change. Because think about it. Prior to the pandemic, I might have had, if me and you are a married couple and we have some issues, well, you know what? You get up and go to work. I get up and go to work. I go to the gym. You go and get your nails done. We come home at night. We eat dinner, maybe watch a little TV, and then we go to bed and we start all over again. But I didn't have to be a lot of time with you. But now with this pandemic, I'm in the house all day with you.
Every day.
And with the kids.
Ooh, Lord. Oh,
so
yeah.
That triggered people to say, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Lots of triggers. Lots of triggers going on right about now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That is, you know, and I can't say that it was a bad, a bad thing, because, like you said, it gave us a wake-up call.
Yes.
And either we're going to do this or we're not going to do this. So which one we going? Which one you want to do? That's
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. I just did not know. To me, moving on is not an option if there's work that we can do as individuals to make it better. Because oftentimes in relationships, we think that, you know, the grass is greener on the other side, and then you get out there and see that grass has been singed. Well, you may as well stay with the green where you were at. Or be alone at once.
Absolutely.
Vieta has a question. We have a question here. Does the doctor know, Vieta Robinson says, does the doctor know how many of those suicides among black men were veterans?
Oh, a veteran suicide is an extreme high number. You know, we have programs in the VA that are specifically for suicide awareness, watch, and prevention.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's a big program as well, because it's like in the top three of what takes out veterans.
Oh. Wow.
Next to, you know, regular, you know, natural causes and substance abuse. Absolutely. Absolutely, it's in the top three.
Wow, had no idea. Top three.
Wow. So, you know, it's that's why I said it's another type of pandemic that's going on.
Okay.
You know, so that's why we're telling folks, get counseling, see a therapist, get evaluated. So now me and my colleagues, we're that waiting list.
Oh, wow.
Because now we've been inundated with clients. Thank God. Thank God.
Mm.
But it's what it is. And let me even tell you what Illinois has done. Usually when you come out of grad school with your master's in social work, you have to take a test in order to get your license, right?
Right.
And it's a difficult test, right?
I'm sure.
It's called the LSW, right?
Right.
And so what happens is now, come January, you don't even have to take the test no more. You just put in the application, because they need more social workers to be licensed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That is
and it's a
unreal.
Good thing. It's a good thing because we need more clinicians.
Wow.
So they like, let's take away the test. Let's get these people their license so we can go ahead and get busy.
Oh, my goodness. You don't even, wow. Wow, yeah, that sounds like a state of emergency to me.
Yes, and let me be clear. It's a licensed social worker. It's not a licensed clinical social worker, right?
Oh.
But so you still have to take the test for the LCSW like I have. But for the licensed social worker, you just apply and you get that license right out of grad school. Yeah.
Wow. Well, by the time you're in grad school, you probably had some time to study or practice.
Oh, yeah.
And not study, absolutely. Practice is the word of
right.
looking for.
Doing internships, absolutely.
Yes.
And a lot of people, you know, they work in the field already, you know.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm assuming all that got taken into, you know, place.
Okay. So, yeah, so they're already ahead of the game. Wow.
Right, right.
That's a
right.
lot.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Well, at least we have more professionals than we had before because there are so many more people in need of your assistance. So we're very grateful for that. If you just joined the conversation this morning, we're talking with veteran clinician Khalid Scott, who comes on every quarter to share with us. Today we're talking about how to handle holiday hiccups, because there's a lot of hiccups going around in the world. And I love the way you phrased that, Khalid, holiday hiccups, a disruption of the breath, a disruption of the flow, because the breath is the first line of defense. And we're so chaotic, we don't even think to breathe. Breathing is the last thing we do. What do people expect when they come to see you? What is that experience?
Well, you know what? Some people do their research, but other people, you know, what they know about a therapist is either what somebody has told them from personal experience or what you see on television.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you're thinking about you're sitting on a couch, you're meeting with this professional, you know, who's and you're disclosing your personal life to them. Mm-hmm. And they're helping you get centered. They're helping you get focused. They're helping you to discover the why. Right? And
right.
So, in fact, I even did a post about the knowing that, you know, during this time, are you comfortable with getting either a clinical therapist like me, or are you comfortable with getting a life coach? Right? Because some people think they're one and the same. Right? But they're not.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
But some people may be more comfortable, you know, with a life coach, right? But remember,
oh.
a life coach doesn't have the clinical piece.
Oh.
You know? And the life coach helps you from today beyond. A
okay.
clinician goes back in your past and brings you up to speed, as well as what does your future hold for you, right?
Mm. Okay.
So let me give the listeners an example. So
okay.
Ayanna Van Zandt, she's a life coach.
Right.
So on her television show, in the background, she had clinicians on the set. Right? Because once you open up Pandora's box with all those traumas and dramas, then you need somebody to sit there with those clients and say, okay, let's get you back to your center, okay?
Okay?
How did this affect you dealing with this? Talking about the abuse you had to deal with, blah, 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 right?
Right.
So what Ayala's job was to say, okay, we got you here right now.
Uh-huh.
These are the things you need to put in place so your future can live more, your future will be more optimistic.
Mm.
You know, your future will be more positive. But if you want to deal with the back stuff, you got to go and see Khalid.
Ah, okay, okay.
And then in reverse, I'm your therapist, and I'm like, okay, client, we dealt with your stepdad sexually abusing you, right? And,
right.
you know, and we're gonna keep dealing with it until you're in a comfortable place. But now you're thinking about some career changes. Well, let's go and see a life coach who can discuss how you navigate switching careers.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
the thing is, all of us are necessary.
Okay. Never look at it like that. The fact that there were clinicians in the background, because I was wondering, because a lot of those people have a tendency to want to disappear. And so
yeah.
I was always wondering who was in the background, because I know she has a team. So thank you for clearing that up, the fact that she had clinicians in the background and the roles that they play. It's 8:29. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're on social media this morning, we're discovering and on our listening switchboard how to handle holiday hiccups. If you've got questions, you can type them in the chat section there on Facebook, HLNTV 1, or on our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show. And if you've got a question that you would like to ask Khalid Scott, then please type that in. Or you can call in 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And we'll be right back. So stay close.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these voices of enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Your host Zelda speaks, and if you see on the screen, you see me there on the screen. I'm in the 2022 calendar of Ronsway.com, Rhonda Thomas, I should say. She is the founder of It's My Time, I Own It, and she invited me to be a part of the show of the 2022 calendar, so that's why you saw that photo there. But it's on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Right now, let's get back to the show. If you just joined us, it's How to Handle Holiday Hiccups with clinician Khalid Scott, and we were talking about how to continue the flow, because the hiccups is a disruptive flow of the energy, of the breath, and of the energy. And if there's a disruption, there's a problem. You need some help. And so many of us need help, and we don't even know how to, or where to go for help, let alone get help, because if you are unemployed at this point, you may not have health insurance. So what do we do for people like that, Khalid?
Well, you know, a lot of us clinicians understand that is a hiccup, you know. And
yes.
So they do, a lot of us do sliding scales and, you know,
uh-huh.
and work out, you know, understandings about fees, you know. So the thing is, if you need help, there's help to be out here. You know, like if you don't have medical insurance, of course, you know, you can always go to Providence Hospital on the south side on 51st and, King Drive, or
mm-hmm.
Stroger Hospital down in the medical district on the west side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I am so glad to hear that because I'm sure somebody needed to hear it. There's just so much confusion and chaos going on in the world. It's like we need help, and especially in our community, we've got this thing about the taboo. It's like we don't talk about it. We just sweep everything up under the rug, and everything goes up under the rug, and eventually we just burst at the seams because we just can't take it anymore. Somebody sent me a video the other day of a black Karen. I was like, what's a black Karen? I was like, oh, okay, the Karens of the world. And I could see that the woman had she just lost it. You could see that she had so much anxiety, she just snapped on the first incident that caused her to lose it. How can one pair themselves, how can they catch themselves if they can't get to a clinician? What are some of the things that they can do to catch themselves? And when we come back, after you answer that, we're going to take this call, 872-901, as soon as he answers the call, and we'll get to the other call shortly, so just stay close. What do you do, Khalid? How do you handle that?
And your question is, if you don't have, like, a therapist or a counselor,
yeah.
how do
yeah.
you kind of self-manage yourself?
Yeah, how do you do that?
Well, you know, like I said earlier, I talk to God every day.
Mm.
You know, I talk to God every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least I'm getting out what's in me, what's hurting me, what's challenging
me.
Right?
Good point.
So I love having conversations with God, you know. And sometimes my conversations are with some curse words and some
yes.
yelling. You know,
yes.
I get it out, you know.
Right.
Or, again, like I also said, I have a village wrapped around me,
mm.
you know. So I turned to people who I'm close to and said, man, I need a minute. I need a minute,
mm.
you know, and I need to get this out. Or help me brainstorm this because you're outside of this. So I'm dealing with this challenge right now. Tell me, what would you do if you were going through this? You know what I'm saying? I talk to other clinicians, you know, if it's something dealing with clients. So if you have an issue at work with your boss and you have a trusted coworker, you know, go out to lunch and like, man, how do you handle Mr. Johnson when he's doing A, B, C, and D to you? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's someone out here, it's crisis hotline numbers that you can call and speak to a people, to counselors on the phone.
Mm. Oh.
You know, if you have a job, you have what we call EAP, Employee Assistance Programs, and that's free counseling for you.
Mm.
You know, for maybe like up to 4 to 6 sessions for free. You know, and it's confidential, you know. So,
yeah,
there's no reason why you don't get help.
Right.
There's no reason. Because there's someone out here who could be there for you if you just act, you know?
Right. I think that's wonderful because if I didn't know it, I'm sure that somebody else didn't know it as well. Let's go to the phone line. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We have 872-901. You're live on The Female Solution. Do you have a question or comment? Where are you calling
good
from?
Morning. Good morning. This is Lois here in Chicago. And
hi, Lois in Chicago.
Hi. I was just remembering back in the day when I was paying for Blue Cross and Blue Shield insurance, and I went in the hospital to have a baby, and when I went to, I was at Lion Inn Hospital, and I was in a semi-private room, and there was a lady there with a public aid card. Back then they had a green card, and this lady received the same food that I received, the same telephone service, same television, you know. So the public aid department has always, always cared for medical, okay? They, once you go to a hospital, even if you don't have any insurance, when you get to the hospital, they will, they have to examine you. Now, they can forward you to Strogers or Providence here in Chicago, but originally they have to take you in, an intake. And if your insurance won't pay for it, they can either refer you to the social worker and give you that same medical card that everybody else gets who's on public aid. That's all the insurance is. And the people who are working for home services, going into the homes taking care of these people, they're paying for insurance. But as soon as they become ill, they won't pay for their insurance. And if you don't pay the full amount, then you have no insurance. I've known of workers who have been transferred to Stroger to die because their insurance ran out, you know. So if you're working and you can't pay for insurance, I mean, you know, if you don't have the income coming in, then you can't pay. It's supposed to be free, number
right.
one. It's supposed
right.
to be free. They're not supposed to pay for insurance out of their wages. They're only making $10 and something an hour, but they're paying money for insurance, and then as soon as they're off from work, well, there's no income. And then there's no insurance. They can still go to any hospital on any emergency basis and let the hospital transfer them to Providence or Stroger or one of those other places. That's what I suggest to everyone. And I know for a fact that if you get in the hospital, you don't have any insurance, there is a social worker in every hospital. That social worker can put you in a nursing home in less than an hour. That social worker can set you up with someone to go in your home and clean your home and everything else in less than an hour. Okay?
Wow.
Everything goes through the social worker, people. Remember that. That's for the social worker. And the social worker.
Thank you for that, Lois. Appreciate that.
The social worker takes instructions from the doctor. So if you want someone to come in your home, you tell your doctor, "Doctor, I need somebody to come in my home to help me clean up and this and that." So the doctor will tell, will make the referral to social services. The only way you can get the services is to tell your doctor. Okay, thank you.
Okay, that makes all the difference in the world. Thank you so much for that, Lois. We greatly appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, Lois, for that.
Yeah, that's powerful information. Information is powerful. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We got time. We got about 10 more minutes to get another call in here. Area code 312-671, you're live on the Female Solution. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your question as it relates to our subject, how to handle holiday hiccups?
Hallelujah. We on Yashalom, Ahura. We don't die, we multiply. Black is beautiful and blessed. And all about success, breed success. Thank you, Minister Trump, Robert Floyd Trump, Chicago, Illinois. You all are on hot topics, and that's what we do, too. We share hot topics with the community. That's a part of the solution.
What is your question, Minister Plump? Can you please give us a question?
Yes, I would like to know if Mr. Scott is a resident of Chicago.
I'm in the suburbs of Chicago.
He's in the suburbs of Chicago. Okay, and does that mean that you are looking for assistance, Minister Plump?
Yes, we are, and we need, you know, we are hiring 100% of our people and more. The more is all the other people that's willing to help. Be a part of the solution for themselves and for the black community, especially because it's our time now. And it do take a village to raise one child, and no one can raise a kid, as we say. So we do have our weekly meetings every Tuesday from 6:58 to
Hey, Minister Plump, we were looking to see if you had a question, not a promotion here. So if you are looking to promote, then you can post that information on our blog, online. We have other questions that are being posted online, and that's from Vieta Robinson. No health insurance, change your lifestyle and become more prevention-minded with a renewed faith in the sacred body temple. Yes. And she also asked, did he answer the question about veterans and suicide among black men? I think you did. Didn't you, Khalid?
Yeah. That is hot. The numbers are rising.
The numbers are rising. And because I know her father was a veteran. And he passed, was it last year, I think it was? He didn't commit suicide, but he was a veteran. And I'm sure she's familiar with the veteran experience. So thank you so much, Vieta, for asking that question. It is 8:45. We've got about 10 more minutes here on the Female Solution. And we're talking about holiday hiccups, how to handle holiday hiccups with veteran clinician Khalid Scott. As you can see, if you're watching the screen, you can see that his credentials are right there, and he is qualified to answer the question. So if you got some questions, you better get them in because you got 10 more minutes. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak on how we can get through this holiday without the interruption. Well, it's not going to happen. You're not going to get through the holiday without some interruptions, because interruptions are what make us become better as human beings. Wouldn't you say that, Khalid?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We will not, in order for us to appreciate the sunshine, he has to let it rain, right? Because if you only have sunshine, you'll never value the sun. But when the sun goes away from you and comes back, then you're like, wow, I value it a little bit more.
Wow, I never looked at that. And just as you said that, guess what just came through my window? The sun! I love it! Thank you! I love it. Lots of times I'm sitting in front of a window that where the sun just bursts through, but when I start on the air, it's dark, so I can't see anything, and then the sun finally comes through, and then I can't see, so I have to get up blocked. But the sun just came through as you said that. You know what, Khalid? You know what just thought occurred to me, Khalid? Is that,
what's that?
We need to spend more time in the sun. We
yeah.
need to get out in nature. We need
yeah.
to do some grounding. As Mama AZ said last night on the Soul Purpose Healing, we need to get grounded. I love what she said. Dig a hole in the dirt and get in it. I was like, wow. Now, I'm going to put my feet in the dirt. I don't know about me digging a hole and getting down in there. Maybe if I was in Arizona, but it's warm. I don't know about Chicago. I don't know about that. Do you recommend your patients to get out in nature?
Absolutely. I tell my married couples, go on date nights, date afternoons.
You say that a little louder, please? So somebody said, Tony, you can open your door. There's a question. There's a comment being answered. Say that again, Dr. Khalid.
Right. Go out and start re-enjoying each other. Go on night dates, day dates, Saturday dates, Tuesday dates, you know, reestablish the love.
Yes.
Go back
yes.
and remember what brought you together in the first place. Because we get stagnant and comfortable and complacent, you know. So rejuvenate your relationship.
I love that. I love that. And I love one of our... And someone in our social circle has been married like 40 years, and that's the exact same thing that he did. Let's go to the phone line, 336-350. Your line is open. Here's your question or comment. Where are you calling from?
336-350.
Excuse me?
Yes, this is Mama AZ. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mama AZ. Thank you so much for calling in. I saw you on Vieta's show last night. You look so pretty. Thank you so much. We're praying for you, my sister. Thank you, thank you, thank you for calling in this morning.
Well, no, she was here at the Gables, which has a connection to Chicago that I find very interesting. But my point being, let me get to the point. I do not understand or overstand why POTI people, POTI means people of color, through the by faith, okay? We're POTI people. Anyway, I do not understand or overstand why we are so afraid of being in nature. It is like drinking ammonia, that you run. You can't ingest ammonia. That's the only analogy that I can come up with right now. I don't understand that. And quite frankly, it really freaking pisses me off that we have gotten so disjointed and so disconnected from Mother Earth. And I don't understand that. However, to get you a beautiful, beautiful pot from the nursery, in a big old pot that's your color, and dig dirt and fill that pot up with dirt, and you don't have to go outside. If you're too scared, party people, be out there in the nature, just get you a big pot and put some earth in it, put it in your room, put it in your dining room, put it in your living room, and when you're watching CNN and getting all of that negative stuff in your brain, at least you can have your feet in the earth to kind of wrap that. That's my word for today. Thank us.
Thank you so much, Mama AZ. I am so glad you said that. And I'm going to open up my screen here so people can see that I have exactly what Mama AZ is talking about. And this is a pot of dirt. Can you see that dirt? I know you can't see it, Khalid. This is a pot of dirt, and this is what I see when I come from outside. You bring all that negative energy into where you're living. Yeah, so I'm right with you there. It might be a little deeper, but this is what I have right now. So I just want to share that. Thank you so much, Mama AZ. You know, not everyone is as gifted and as aware and as conscious as you are. You have a very special journey, and we are all glad to be on this journey with you as we go through our holiday hiccups, as we call them, interrupting the flow. So thank you so much for sharing that, Mama AZ. So you all go get y'all some dirt and find a way to get your feet in it, and you'll be just fine. How about that? It is 8:52. We got about 5 more minutes here on the Female Solution. If you would like to have some questions, but Khalid, I really want to spend the next few minutes of you giving us like the top 2-3 tips on what we can do to navigate ourselves through this experience of the holiday hiccups.
Okay. Right. All right. So, entertain yourself, right? So during this time, you have all these cheesy holiday movies, right?
Right.
And some folks, we don't want to watch them because they're so cheesy. But what happens is they always have a message to them, you know? And I especially make sure, and I give this as an assignment to my clients, I tell all of them to watch the movie It's a Wonderful Life, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's funny that everybody I know has watched it at least once. But I tell them, watch it with different lenses this time. Really watch it and pay attention to the message of George Bailey, because we're all our George Bailey. We all have sacrificed for others, right? We all have put our needs secondary, right? And
right.
then we all feel unappreciated and devalued, right? Well,
right.
you know, in the movie, he gets to the point where, like, man, why do I need to live? What's my purpose? And so he gets reminded that, wow, if it wasn't for you, God used an angel in training to help him walk a journey to see if you did not exist, look what would have happened to your loved ones.
Oh.
So and then at the end, he was celebrated. because it was like, wait a minute, you did matter. And that's what I want people to understand. You do matter. Whoever you are, you matter, right? Number two, face your hurt. Face it. Because the more you suppress it, the harder it comes out, right? So it's like somebody who is trying to diet or somebody who's trying to stop drinking. If you try to go cold turkey without equipping yourself, you'll eat more. You'll drink more, right?
Yes.
But if you prepare, right? So for somebody who's an alcoholic or drinking too much, go to meetings. You know what I'm saying? Go and see a therapist who has a specialty with substance abuse and addiction. You know, if you're going to on a diet, go to the gym. Talk to a fitness trainer. Talk to a dietitian. Prepare to make life better for yourself. But you got to face and own what you're going through. Number three, surround yourself with people who care. It's so easy to want to be alone when you're depressed.
Yes.
When you're sad, when you're feeling miserable.
Yes.
It's so easy to want to be by yourself. But the minute somebody comes in the room and you feel their energy, it's a natural endorphin to pick you up.
Even
if you don't have nobody to hang out with, go to the mall and walk around. Go to the gym and walk on the treadmill for 10 minutes. But be around energy. Be around energy. And as you see, everything I'm telling folks to do or suggesting to do, you have to do it for yourself.
Yes. You are absolutely
right. You have to take charge of your life because it's your life. No one owes you nothing but a hello and a goodbye.
Okay.
Might not get that.
Okay. Yeah, you might not get it because people are a little off-centered, out of balance about now.
Yeah.
And, even though you have a waiting list, I guess you could still share your information here.
Absolutely. The website to get a hold of me is, www.psychologytoday.com. That's one. Then for the private practice, it's highachiever.net, www.highachiever.net. My contact number is 312-43-SCOTT. And that's 312-437-2688. Okay? I'm on all social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay. So you're everywhere. So I will put the updates on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. So in case somebody didn't get it, they will be able to get the updates on my blog. I want to thank you so very, very much for taking the time out of your very big.
Thank you.
And sharing this information, because the information that you bring to the table is simply, it's so simple, but it's so true. And it's the simple things. You know, it's nothing hard we can't do. We just have to make up our mind to do it. So I want to thank you so very much, Khalid Scott, our clinical clinician here on the Female Solution, helping us get through the holidays, how to handle these holiday hiccups. I'll post all this information on our website, on my blog. So thank you so much. We know you got to get to your clients. We appreciate you. We applaud you. Happy holidays, and thank you for helping us eliminate the hiccups right here.
Right, and happy holiday. God bless you all, and be safe and take care of you.
And thank you so much. Enjoy your day. Thank you, Khalid.
On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Cheche, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Medasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
who you are, where you are, and what you have to offer, because this time that we're in now is about being of service to humanity. Make it a great day.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And thank you for being a part of the solution and sharing this show. Until tomorrow, stay tuned for Self-Care with Jody Susan from 7 till 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And thank you so much for watching and for sharing and joining. We appreciate you. We love you. Go out and handle those holiday hiccups because they're coming. And all you got to do is remember to promise you that. Please leave your comments on our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show, if you enjoyed it, as well as our Facebook page. And there it is. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for joining. And may you have a wonderful day, as wonderful as you are. In case nobody's told you lately, we appreciate you. Shalom. Namaste. Okay. Make it a great day. Thanks for watching. Bye now. Love, peace, and hair grease. Have a great day. Okie dokie. Okay, now we are not. Thank you for subscribing. Get rid of that. Okay, get rid of that. Hey there. Holiday hiccup.
Hi there.
How do I get rid of this? Oh, I should know that one. I can't get rid of the doggone. Okay, how about this? I'll type something else in there. That ought to get rid of it. Show. Hide. HLNT meeting. Still trying to work out the kinks. Oh, get rid of it. Okay, good. Right on. How you doing, Fred?
He's
leaving us. Oh, are we boring you?
Not at all. I'm going to tell you, I miss you. But I will be in touch.
Okay.
I will definitely be in touch.
So what happened, and what organization is this? You know I got to ask.
Yeah, Saga Empowerment Services. This is my dear sister-in-law, who we lost about 3 months ago.
Oh.
She was one of the founders of this organization.
Okay.
And we... main thing they do is help the poor and needy.
Okay, okay. Wow.
And the homeless, mainly.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what the organization is all about.
Where are they located?
Pardon me?
Where are they located?
Well, we don't have an actual brick and mortar location.
Okay, okay, okay.
I should
say, where do they service people? Where do they service people at?
Oh, well, just yesterday, we was in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, wow.
So lately, they've been traveling a little bit, you know.
Really?
But mainly, you know, we would go downtown, you know.
Okay.
To the tent cities, and at times, we would go to certain neighborhoods and just,
okay,
you know, give to those in need.
I should be recording this, doggone it. I don't know how to do that because we're off the air. So, oh, well, I got a thumbs up, but I know we're not being recorded because I'm not recording. Can we get out of this and get back in? Cause I just want to be sure. I'm gonna remove us. I'm going to remove me. Remove yourself and then sign back in. Okay, there you go. Add to stream.
this holiday season, let's be more aware of who we are.
Inspirational conversations, volume one. volume to himself, so we'll get through it. It's a lifelong journey, and he may as well explore things for all of us. 10 techniques we can handle one day, step at a time. My first book, Passion Principles, Pathways to Purpose, Power, and Profit, is now available on audio. Date, rate, checkmate, a guide to your potential partner, and a great ebook on how to make a change. Marriage is so much more than you can think it is. If you'd like to write about your experience in your family or any kind of relationship, well, then consider the Inner Audio Guide Show Workshop for your team, which you can easily download and start today. As a bonus, all have a free download on how I reversed type 2 diabetes and diabetic retinopathy. My personal experience for diabetes.
Publish. I'm on the call, babe. Oh, there's Fred. No. Hey, you couldn't even see the doggone thing. I thought I had it playing. My bad. Okay, so you were telling me about the company you're going to work with. I mean, the agency. How do I stop this? Where is all this coming from? Can I get rid of that? Oh, yeah, duh. I just did. Okay. Yeah. So we were talking about Tent City down there on Roosevelt. Yeah. So, wow, y'all going to Indianapolis. Whoa. I had, you know, getting involved with this, I had no idea there was so much homelessness going on. I didn't know. I had no idea. It's everywhere. I was looking at this video last night in California, you know, all the places where there used not to be homeless. It's like every damn body homeless. That's like, wow. You know, people living in three, four.
The homeless will always be with us.
They never last.
Man.
It's an epidemic. I didn't know it.
Man, it ain't getting no better.
No, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. So kudos. Let me send them a shout out next week. What's the name of the organization?
Faga ES, Faga Empowerment Services.
Spell it.
S-A-G-A.
S-A-G-A.
Empowerment Services.
Empowerment Services. What's they got a website or social
website,
media page?
ESC.org.
Okay, gotcha.
Facebook Coalition. I didn't add that in there.
Okay. So it's SagaESC.org. Fred Haley, gotcha. Okay, I will listen to that. So, what's the date? The 13th, you got 1 or 2 days with us?
2, unfortunately.
Ah!
I was squeezed. Hey, you say boring, Zelda. You're never boring.
Oh, okay.
You're never boring, okay?
Did you hear that, honey? I'm never boring. Yeah, I talk too much.
That is not in your vocabulary.
That's what I do. I talk. I'm sorry. Well, we're going to miss you, Fred. I got one last assignment for you.
Okay.
Just as you finish up your other assignments, right? I'm going to take a picture of this and send it to you because these are some excerpts, and it'll take you some time to do that. So 8:45. Oh, okay. That was Clifton. He had an appointment. Okay. Oh, and you can't. Are you on your phone or on a computer?
On my phone.
Okay, well, you should see a link come through then. And if you have any questions, Fred. It's real simple. I just want these excerpts that I have them numbered.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, actually, there's only 6. Oh, I forgot to put his information on there, so let me go back and do it. So there's only 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's only 6. Nah, really, there's only... Yeah, there's 6. There's 6. So get rid of number 7. That's just his contact information. And I want 7 different photos, so I'm going to have to send you 7 photos.
Okay.
Send 7 photos. Because I got to get photos. Yeah.
6 excursions, 7 photos.
6 photos, I'm sorry. 6 photos.
6.
So I'll find photos to send you. Should I email them or?
Email.
Email, okay. Fred, 6 photos for, so the first one will be Hiccups. The second will be Khalid, I already got that. It'll be Lois. I'll figure out one for her. The second one, that was Couples Therapy. And the other one is Mama AZ. So I'll find photos this evening. But so you can download it and then just add, maybe add the how you, I'm trying to think, how you going to do that? Oh. Go ahead.
Did you get the five beans?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much. You can download that and upload today, too. Yeah. That's it, and Poppy, I forgot about.
Yeah, I had to make the file smaller. That's why it wouldn't take me.
Oh, okay. So, because they only give you how many hours? I forgot.
100, I think.
Yeah, and we really want this one to be there, the Holiday Hiccups. Yeah, because I guess we can go back and delete stuff after we get over, because we ain't paying for nothing. We got enough stuff to pay for, yeah. So, that's it. So, let me find these photos, and text me the link when you finish. And,
okay.
Oh, I need to hang up. We still, Naima tell me all the time, you forget to disconnect it. I sure do every time. I guess when I quit saying I'll forget, I'll remember. Okay. So, in the words of Bugs Bunny, that, 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 that.